O'Connor.
BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.
10 to 9. We've been hearing this morning about proposed changes to the day at a Coventry primary school. Stichel Primary is planning to reduce lesson hours and let pupils go home earlier in the afternoon. It's caused some concern amongst parents at the school gates. We had a chat with Councillor David Kershaw, the Cabinet Member for Education at the City Council, earlier on before we came on air, and he told me even if he doesn't like the move, there's nothing he can do about it and no one's got the definitive answer anyway.
There is no agreement amongst professionals, whether it's the Department for Education, whether it's Ofsted, whether it's head teachers, whether it's governors, there is no agreement as what is the absolute best amount of time for the teaching.
Right.
There is no understanding as to so many hours a day is a perfect amount to teach.
Let's talk to Dr. Adam Boddison, who's Director of the Centre of Professional Education at the University of Warwick. Hi, Adam.
Good morning, Shane.
It all sounds a little bit casual, doesn't it, this?
I'm not sure it's casual. I think, to be honest, it looks like the point has been missed. People, I think, are focusing a lot around the input and the number of hours in the school day, the number of hours across the school year.
Yeah.
But really, it's about outcomes. At the end of the day, if those pupils are coming out of the school with a high quality of education and good educational outcomes, I think people are less interested in actually the route they took to get there.
But then that's a difficult system to put in place, isn't it? Because one size doesn't fit all, as we know. So,
But look, if we look internationally,
yeah.
Finland, for example, is considered to be one of the best educational systems in the world. And there, across the year, they have less than 6,000 hours a year of teaching time. Australia, similarly, has a good reputation for its educational system. And they have nearly 8,000 hours of teaching across the year. And England really is way above the national average, but we're kind of somewhere in between the two. So there's arguments for increasing and decreasing the number of hours and still getting really high quality outcomes.
But this idea that we haven't got an optimum, Adam, that's the one that weirds me out of all of it, because we have a curriculum to teach. So, you know, if I had a number of stories to cover in the breakfast show, and I know each one was going to take me 4 minutes, and I know how much time I need to then do those stories. So why doesn't it work in the same way with the curriculum? You've got a curriculum. You have to have some kind of estimation about how long it's going to take you to teach that, don't you?
Sure, and I think the DfE does give some guidance around minimum number of hours, and I think that's probably true of most countries. I think the point you're referring to now, though, comes down to quality, because there are two ways in which you can really try and embed knowledge into young people. One way is the kind of sledgehammer approach of saying, you know, let's tell them the same thing as many times as possible,
yeah.
and keep them in school for as long as possible and kind of drill the message into them.
Yeah, right.
One way is about saying, actually, let's plan really high quality lessons so we don't need to hammer the message home. Actually, they get it because they've had a high quality learning experience.
So what
I think that seems to be the route to me that Stichel Primary is going down.
What does that look like, this high quality learning experience? Because people of my age and around my age will recognise the former but not the latter.
Sure. Well, I think a big part of that is around personalised provision, really knowing the students well as individuals, their individual strengths and weaknesses, understanding what those individual students need to be able to do to improve, and then having sufficient time to be able to plan lessons so that those individuals are catered for. The only way to do that is to give teachers sufficient time to be able to plan and assess the students. And I think whilst the focus of this story has been on the kind of 2.5 hours of education time that's been lost, what we've kind of missed in that message is that that's 2.5 hours extra of planning and assessment time for teachers, and I think that's one of the mechanisms you can use to really inject that quality into the lessons.
But what about the other side of it as well is how long a lesson should be. Because at a certain age you have a certain attention span. So doesn't that all tie in with what age you are, how long you should be taught for, how many breaks and how long breaks should be, and all those kind of... Don't those things all kind of factor in and leave you with a timescale then?
Well, I think all of those things are factors. I think the reality is with increased use of technology, for example, that means attention spans generally across the population, not just for young people, are probably less now than they were before.
Yeah.
But if lessons are really well designed and they're of interest and relevance to young people, then actually it doesn't matter too much whether you've got 10 minutes or 2 hours. You know, students will engage with that. And I think there's research really to suggest kind of short, sharp chunks of teaching is good. And there's also research which suggests actually, you know, project work which extends over several hours is good as well. And that's part of the reason why you have this real mixed economy in terms of having no ideal approach to go forwards.
So,
because it really depends on the context and the culture in which these systems are operating.
As long as we have a minimum, then, we shouldn't be worried. We should be okay with that, is what you're saying.
From an educational perspective, yes.
Yeah.
I think, you know, some of the parents, I heard the Councillor Kershaw talking this morning, and some of the parents' concerns obviously were more around childcare issues.
Sure.
and so on. I think that's probably the more difficult thing to grapple with here. My view on that really is two things. One, I think the fact that we're having the consultation and so on now really gives kind of 8 months or so for alternative arrangements to be put into place. And secondly, I think there's a general issue nationally around high quality, affordable childcare. And I think probably the government should be doing a bit more to address that point.
Adam, good to talk to you. Thank you. Dr. Adam Bodison, who's Director for the Centre for Professional Education at the University of Warwick.
Shane O'Connor, BBC.